Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast. I am Onyejilem Amaraji, and on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about churchy. Yeah. So, you see, when my friends say to me, "Hey girl, you are so churchy. Come on, give Jesus some break. You're all busy with Jesus." You see, I wish to remind them that on the cross where Jesus was hung, Jesus was too loving, humble to death. That Jesus churchy thing you talk about has more to do with you understanding the depth or how extreme Jesus went to save us. I mean, you and I. Jesus was too intentional. Being on his knees all night with sweat that became blood, wishing this cup could just be moved away. But no, you and I meant so much. Salvation was needed. Oh, come on, friend. Jesus is someone to talk about. And yes, he is someone to trend every day. For greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that man is Jesus. Let me tell you this. No friend can lay down his or her life in your stead. Nobody, not even your best friend. But here, Jesus laid down his life to save you and I. He is that friend that picked up our guilt, take upon himself our sins, and set us free. So next time someone says, "Hey girl, hey, you're so churchy," ask them this question. What better life would there ever be than this churchy life? Remind them of Christ. He had parents and siblings, friends and relations. On a certain time, I could recall, I could tell that the mother would pat her hands on his back, look straight into his eyes and say, son, how about we do this differently? This is extreme. I mean, you don't have to die, son. I can't bear it. Okay, look here. I'm your mother. 9 months you had comfort in my womb. Son, how about... Probably Jesus will wear a smile, place his hands on her face, wipe her tears and say some words to encourage her still, reminded her, "My meat is to do the will of the Father who sent me." And years down the line, Jesus was on the cross. His mother saw those glowing skin torn in shreds, saw the crown of thorns dragged down his head. He had no mumbling words. She probably couldn't watch the nail drill through his palms and feet. That was Jesus thinking about the church. Not my will, but your will. For to live is Christ, and to die is much gain. So what better life would there ever be than this churchy life? I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So it is a wise decision to pursue hard after God endlessly. Do not hold back. Do not relent. Jesus stayed focused on his mission until he said, "It is finished." So our advisors, I would encourage us, stay on him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Nobody can talk us out of this mission. We train Jesus. We keep proclaiming Christ because this is the power. This is the power of God unto salvation. For men to be saved, we need to be churchy. For men to be saved, we need to tell them about Jesus. For men to be saved, we would not relent. We would not stop because Jesus is someone to shout about. Jesus is someone to boast on. Jesus is someone, He is a father, he is a friend, the only one that laid down his life to die on our behalf. And today I pray the Lord strengthens us. I pray for his strength to come upon every Christian out there who has taken upon themselves the burden of Jesus. to keep proclaiming him everywhere they go, everywhere they are, in the business fair, in the mission, every area they are into. So God bless you for listening to today's podcast. We have come to the end of today's podcast. I hope you were blessed. Do well to share this with a friend, and together we make Jesus trend. Till we meet again next week, have a blessed weekend. You're always welcome to reach out to us. You have challenges you want us to pray with you on, we'll be glad to help you out with that. Finally, beloved, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. God bless you. See you next week, the same place and the same discussion on Let's Talk Jesus. We make Jesus trend.